This is New England Public Radio News. Gabriel Kahane is a composer who thrives on big concepts. His last album, The Ambassador, is a sort of history of Los Angeles told through 10 of its buildings. His newest work is based on the nearly 9,000-mile train trip he took around the country last November, starting the day after Donald Trump was elected president. Kahane has been in North Adams, Massachusetts the past 2 weeks working on the material. He'll perform it at Mass MoCA today before its official world premiere next month. New England Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has more.
There's been a flood of think pieces since the presidential election grappling with today's divisive cultural and political climate. It seems the Trump era so far has reminded us more about what we disagree on than what brings us together. So, is there a path towards some renewed sense of unity? Musician Gabriel Kahane has a suggestion.
Not to be Pollyannish, but I feel like we could do major, major cultural healing in the dining car of Amtrak trains.
That was the idea last year when he got on board at Penn Station about an hour after Hillary Clinton gave her concession speech. He spent the next 2 weeks crisscrossing the country.
I went New York to Chicago to Portland to Los Angeles to Chicago to New Orleans back to New York.
Along the way, Kahane had conversations with about 80 people on the train, mostly over meals in the dining car. Some of his new companions were as dismayed by the election as he was, and others were excited about trying to make America great again. He took notes along the way, and afterwards, he wrote some songs.
And I want to tell you about November, the people that I met, and sleeping badly on Pullman pallets, a blue blanket caked in sweat. Cardio grand power lines, heart of the Department of the Interior.
Kahane planned his train tour before the election, when he, like many others, assumed Clinton was going to win the presidency.
And of course, the election went the other way, which I think really deepened the trip for me. It went from being what I think might have been a kind of patronizing empathy tour of like, oh, these, who are these people who supported this guy? And instead, it became much more soul-searching and sort of personally vulnerable because I was in total shock.
That shock inspired a spontaneous decision.
Not to bring my phone, not to have any internet-connected device. I didn't read a newspaper, didn't watch television. I just talked to people on the train for 2 weeks. And I found it incredibly healing and incredibly edifying.
The vulnerability he felt on the trip is on display in the songs, which he performs alone on piano. Some are inspired directly by his conversations with fellow passengers. Others drift into daydreams about the country, cued by the passing scenery. Kahane aimed to consider not just the confused state of America today, but to step back and ask how we got here. And what's the best way out?
A long gray silence had ambled down the coast. You drew in sand all the things we'd miss the most. Little love, little love. Little love, little love.
Train travel may not have the romantic hold on the American imagination it once did, but Kahane found that it's still possible to turn your accidental table mates into fellow travelers. And in a divided country, maybe that's a pretty good place to start. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jeremy Goodwin.
We'll case the shore.